Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So today we are talking houses. We always like to talk houses when we have Angus Roberts on the show. And so welcoming to the studio, David Waterhouse. Hello, David.
Hello again.
So we're talking today about maybe people who haven't been a landlord before, people who haven't taken that plunge. Maybe they've always wondered whether it's something for them. So we're talking to those people out there. Just a bit of a brief introduction. Where would you advise people start? How on earth they start making decisions about it?
Well, I suppose the way I'll start will be the way that I'll probably finish with this, which is get good advice. But a good starting place is just decide what you want. What are you hoping to get out of it? Are you wanting to get the maximum income? Are you thinking that this is something that you want to get the best capital appreciation out of? And who are you likely want to rent to? Will it be students, or will it be professionals or families, or perhaps local authority? Because each of them has their own pluses and their own minuses.
Do you think people should have in mind who it is they want before they decide what it is they want, or is it case by case basis?
I think the best thing is if they think about where they feel comfortable. So if you've always lived in a leafy town, then perhaps buying in a big city like the centre of Leeds or Bradford or Sheffield or Doncaster, that might scare you more than because you'd be out of your comfort zone. But if you are wanting something which is just about income, probably then you'll want to buy the cheapest possible house that you can and get the maximum rent that you can, whether that's going to come from the local authority or whether it's going to come directly from the tenant, and therefore your yield will be good. But as I say, if you rather like the leafy side, well, maybe then you'd rather buy in somewhere like Ilkley or Harrogate or Wetherby, where you're probably likely to be looking over the period of 10, 15, 20 years, depending on why you're buying it, for your own pension or for your grandchildren or whatever, you're more likely to get a good capital appreciation.
So it's kind of, when do you want the money? Do you want it dripping in now, or do you want it, you know, there for when you need it later on in life?
Exactly, exactly. But there are all sorts of things that you need to take into account, because obviously, depending on how much money you're going to borrow to buy it and where you're going to buy it, if you're looking in the leafy areas, it's likely that it's probably going to cost you a bit more. So your loan to value may be slightly different. You may need to borrow more money. There are various changes coming in that involve the tax situation for landlords. They need to be taken into account. But if you're just wanting to buy for yield and you've got money sitting in the bank, you may be able to buy something outright, get a great return, and it'll work for you.
You started at the beginning talking about different people that you could have in your house. So there's quite a few. Obviously, every family is different. Every professional is different. You've got students.
Where you buy will probably dictate, in a way, the sort of people that you're likely to want to attract. So if you're going to buy in the middle of Leeds, you're probably going to be looking at young professionals. If you're going to be buying in the leafy areas, you're probably going to be looking at young families and potentially young professionals. If you're going to go down the local authority route, well, you're probably going to get more families, but at a lower rental value. Round here, rental values are quite high. That's around Harrogate, Ilkley. You know, £1,000, £1,500 a month is not a great deal of money that people pay in rent, but it's a lot of money. You should be able to get a lot of house for that sort of money.
Where do you think should be the very first point you start? So you said, I know you said, get the right advice. Who should we get advice from? Because anybody can give you advice. I could give advice on being a landlord. I've never been a landlord in my life. Who should we go to?
The last one that we had was at an Arla regional meeting. So I've always banged on about Arla. I would say go and find yourself an Arla agent. Speak to your accountant, because that will give you the sort of tax situation for your own personal situation, which no agent can possibly know about. But then from an agent's perspective, talk to an Arla agent, somebody who knows, who understands the market, and who is able to give you good advice about what's available in the marketplace, what sort of things, to try and find out a little bit more about what they're looking for, and therefore be able to give the good advice. So I would say, of course, come and talk to us.
And you are Angus Roberts, of course.
And we are.
What we learned actually last time with Arla is quite how complicated it is as well. So the advice needs to come from someone who understands that, because it's not a case of let's buy a house, let's set up a direct debit, Bob's your uncle. It's much more complicated than that.
Somebody came to me only this week and said, well, look, I've got my house. I know I can rent it. I know it's in a rentable area. I know I can get 600 quid a month. I'm going to stick it on Gumtree. Go for it. Stick it on Gumtree. And good luck. If that's not to be rude to Gumtree. But if you go down that route, then you have to accept that you are discounting the professional help that is available in something which is, one, very litigious, two, is really quite onerous in terms of the fines that you can, as a landlord, suffer. And therefore, like getting somebody to look after your nice car, you don't go to a backstreet garage, you go to a good main dealer. You want good advice. Your stocks, your shares, you go to your IFA. Go to somebody who you trust, who you know is going to give that good advice. It's going to cost you money, but then it's not about cost, it's about value.
If people want to talk to somebody, they can, of course, speak to somebody who's with Arla, like you said. But if they want to come and speak to you, David, at Angus Roberts, what's the best point of contact if they want to come straight to you?
The best thing is, obviously, you can email us at office@angusroberts.com. But I always say, pick up the phone, call in for a cup of coffee. Face-to-face is so much better. It's all free. We just want to talk, help people on their journey if they're looking to rent a house.
And just remind us whereabouts in Ilkley you are.
We're at the bottom of Cowpasture Road, just down from the Cow and Calf. And we'd love to see you. And as I say, come and have a really good cup of coffee.
Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.